Up to Teranun Hey, Halikuteman Chelek Aleph, Siv Zayin. If you recall, Rav Enazar was in the middle of taking apart the topic of Parah Adumah in detail, and Rav Enazar started off with the premise that Parah Adumah and Tefillah are very comparable, because by Tefillah it says, Onishama Parim Sifoseinu, that today our lips are in place of the Parim that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, which means our Tefillahs replace the concept of Parim, Karbonos in general, and specifically Parah Adumah. And then Rav Enazar started explaining all the different things that are present within Parah Adumah and how they're related to Tefillah, all the different items that are accomplished by Parah Adumah and how they're related to Tefillah. Then Rav Enazar just now listed a whole load of things about Parah Adumah, such as the processes of Shechita, Sreifa, and Asifa, which refer to the union of Chizuk HaLev and being Mevatel, the three types of Kailos. That's what we had last discussed, which becomes Mevatel through Shechita, Sreifa and Asifa, if you recall. And now Rav Enazar is jumping back to the topic of Tefillah. Okay? We just spent a paragraph on Parah Adumah, we're jumping back to Tefillah now. Rav Enazar says, V'chol ze tzorech ha-mispalel esakin b'tfilosoi. All of these items that we mentioned previously, which are the union of bitul of emunos ksilim, and the union of bitul of... The union of... Chizuk HaLev, to be able to contain the Chochmah in it. Remember? Because we said that if the Lev isn't a solid enough Keli, you put the Chochmah into it, it seeps out in the form of Morse-like, remember? Mm-hmm. And the third item of being Mevatel the Cherpois, all of those items, a person who gets up to Davin has to be able to be Mesakin with his Tefillah. Which are, number one, Laha'alois es hanoiflim bemunois kuzvius, Laha'aloisam bitfilosoi le'emuna amitius, shehi Tefillah, the first step is to elevate those who fell into emunais kuzvios, false types of emunais, superstitions and things like that, to elevate them through your davening, to bring them into true emuna. What is true emuna? Shehi tefillah. Remember, those two words in Breslov are synonymous, emuna and tefillah. A person who doesn't have his spaydidus doesn't have emuna. A person who doesn't have emuna doesn't have tefillah. And to establish within these people's hearts emuna shlema, that's one of the items that a person has to have in mind to be misakin with his tefillah. How? This has to be part of a person's espiritus. Hashem, Rav Enazar says in his Sefer, that when a person gets up to Daven, he has the power to take those people who are weak in Emunah and to be ma'al of them in Temurah Amitis. Let me be zecher with my tefillah to be misakin all of those people, number one, myself, to inject Emunah into myself, to strengthen the Emunah within my own heart, and to be able to be misakin the Emunah within all people in the world who are weak in Emunah. That's one item. Ulesakein eslev hamechakrim hachachmei philosophia, and also to perfect the hearts of those who are mechakrim, who are thinkers, hachachmei philosophia, the philosophers, yimach shemom, sheyuchal libom lehokil esichlom, in order that their hearts should be able to contain and confine their seichel, shelayachdi oisam, so that their seichel shouldn't cause them to commit sins. Bebechinas, as David HaMelech said, belibi tzofanti in rosecho, al kein lo yechte, you know, something like that. In other words, in my heart, because I was able to contain the seichel within my heart, that's why I did not sin. Which means, a person whose heart is not strong enough, the chachma that's in the heart causes him to sin. And how do you strengthen the heart? Through meisin tovim. Remember, we mentioned before that the key to strengthening the heart is Maisim Tovim. Rav Enazar says, V'zeh na'aseh al yedei kavonas halev shebetfilah, by a person getting up to Davin and having kavonas halev in his tefillah, putting his heart into it, in other words, concentrating deeply, well, by doing that, misakein es libom, he's misakein the hearts of all people who have weak hearts. In other words, all people who have weak hearts spiritually, who have not done enough Maisim Tovim. Any person who gets up to Davin properly accomplishes this with his tefillah. Thirdly, V'lahafreich kol ha-bizyonis v'acherpois lahafreich l'chovoid. Also, the person is capable of converting all the bizyonis, all the insults and shames into kavod and honor. All the insults and shame that was hurled at the Jewish people from all sides, this person has the power to convert it into kavod. Why? Rav Enazar explains now. Kiki she'odom ha'imeid b'heichal ha'melech, when a person stands in the throne room of the king, u'mavate le'satzmai mikoil v'choil, and the person nullifies himself from everything and everything, he makes himself literally botel, ve'ein ro'yeh shum davar ela es ha'melech ro'yeh, the person clenches his eyes, constricts his sight, where the only thing he sees is the king and nothing else. Rabbi Nizal says, Bevadai kisheshemea ezel cherpo ubizli. If a person like this, at that moment, when he's standing in the throne room of the king, concentrating on the king, if at that time he would hear some kind of insult about the king or anything like that, he would hear an insult. It's not stated who the insult is about. Somebody would say, hey, idiot, period. This person would surely understand this insult to be a type of kavod to the king. Why? Because who would dare give anything other than kavod to the king when being in the king's throne room? Because how is it physically conceivable for somebody to enter into the throne room of the king and insult the king? So this person would be forced to interpret any insult at that time to a type of kavod to the melech. How is it? I don't understand. But I know that it must be some type of kavod for the melech. Elo bevadai elu dvorim hein dibure kavod. Surely these words are dibure kavod in some sense. The person would think deeply about these insulting words that he heard and try to figure out how he could possibly explain these words in order that they should be a type of honor to the king. Ve'ein lach shoyv, and the person surely would not think to say, Shemo elu hacherpois olav ne'morim, that maybe, granted, the insults weren't said to the king, because nobody would dare to insult the king in his own throne room, but maybe the person was insulting me. The person who hurled this insult, maybe he was insulting me. Ze enoi, that could not be. Why? Ki mi hu, who am I? The person would say to himself, who am I? Halo yeshusa in his batel. My existence became nullified. I entered into the throne room of the king. I became nothing. I am zero compared to the king. I just want to be nichlal in the king. Rabbi Nizal says, Ve'en kan el ha-melech b'atzmoy. And all that's found here within the throne room of the king is only the king. Anybody else who exists within the throne room of the king is like a roach walking around. That's the difference in level. This is what David HaMelech meant when he said in Tehillim the words, when a person is within the Heichal Hashem, the throne room of Hashem, Kuloi Oimer, all the amirois that he hears, any words that he hears, kavod, he interprets it to be a kavod to the king. Kol ho'amirois tzorech yitzarfom lehisaris meim kavod. Any amirois, any speech that he hears, he has to attach it. He has to reconstruct it to make from it a kavod to the king. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ubishas hatfila ho'odom oimeid beheichal ha'melech." And we know for a fact that when a person gets up to daven, he is standing in the heichal ha'melech, in the throne room of the king. How do we know that? How do we know that tfila is exactly the concept of standing in the throne room of the king? Bebechinas, as the Tikkun Ezer says, what is tfila? We have a pasuk which says, Adonai sefosai tiftoch ufi yageti lo secha. Hashem, please open up my lips and let my lips speak your praises. The wording used is Hashem's name, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The Tikkun Ezer says, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud zehu hechol. The name of Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is Begematria Hechel, exactly. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Malchus, which is Tfilah, right? David HaMelech is the one who said, Va'ani Tfilah. So that's Begematria Hechel. So we see that when a person gets up to daven, if he davens with Kavona, which means he concentrates on Perish HaMilos in the simplest form, what happens is he transports himself literally into the throne room of Hashem spiritually. And he has to be able at that moment to interpret any type of thing, any type of insult that's hurled at him or at Bnei Israel or anything else. He has to be able to be mevatel it completely and convert it to kavod for the king. Period. which means any insult that he thought of, that a person insulted him during the day, or a person insulted the Jewish nation as a whole, or whatever, he has to be able at that moment, standing in Heichal HaMelech, to be able to convert all of it to cover to the king. All that exists now is Hashem's greatness. While I'm davening, I'm in the throne room of Hashem, all I see is the splendor of Hashem's palace, period. This is the point that Rabbeinu Zal is expressing in this paragraph. Next. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Valyadei tefila ketikunai misnaitzeitz or zechus ovus." When a person davens his tefila properly, with proper kavanah, and following the advice that was listed in the previous paragraphs about injecting ofar and efer into the tefila, you know, being mekasher himself to the shechni ofar, and also efer was the bechina of
crushing the rishon,
being machnia the rishon, being machnia the evil within himself plus the evil within other people. Rabbi Nizal says, when a person does that, misnaitzeitz oyer zechus ovos, he causes the light of the zechus avos, of the zechusim, of the avos HaKadoshim, to shine, to shoot off sparks, meaning to be able to give off power. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, chala zechus avos. Alright, we're going to read a small piece in the Zohar HaKadosh, which Rabbi Nizal is going to base a section of this Torah now, which is not that hard to follow, and we're going to add a chiddush to it that Rabbi Zal once said, it's a super bomb, and with that we'll go back into the Torah. The Zohar Kodesh,
is written in Aramaic?
Yes, you'll see in a second. The Zohar Kodesh here is discussing the mitzvah of challah, as mentioned in the Chumash and Parsha Shlach, where it says, Reishis Arisai Sechem, from the first of your tefuah, challah torimu truma l'Hashem, you should take off challah for Hashem. Period. This is what it says there. Now, we have to preface this, that there's a place, the Zohar Kodesh says in a few places, that wherever it says the word gam, gam means also. When it says also, it refers to the Shechina. Where do we see that?
The Chedishim HaShoshachim coming up.
Exactly. The Zohar Kodesh says, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim, where it says, Hine matoiv umanoin sheves achim gam yachad. How good and sweet it is when brothers live together, when there's achdus among them. The Zohar Kodesh says, if you know your Hebrew, it should have said, Sheves Achim Yachad, when brothers live together. When brothers live also together, what's going on? The Zohar Kodesh says, this comes to imply that when there's achdus among two Jews, they should know that there's an also involved. Who's the also? The Shechina. How do we know that? Because Gam Yachad is exactly Begematria Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, showing that the Shechina is there. When there's Achdus between two Yidden, the Shechina is there. So we see that the term Gam refers to the Shechina. Also means the Shechina. There's another Pasuk that the Zohar Kodesh brings. There's a Pasuk where Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Va'af Gam Zois B'yosem Be'eretz Ayvehem Lo'y Ma'astim V'lo'y Ga'altim L'chalais Bris Yidon. And also this, when the Jews find themselves among Goyish nations, they should know that I never despise them, I never lose my link to them, I'm always with them, I'll stay with them, even in Golos, blah, blah, blah. Who is that Gam? Who is the also? The Shechina, again. So the term Gam, we're starting off with the assumption, with the understanding, that refers to the Shechina now. The Zohar Kodesh says, Pikuda da, this mitzvah is lahafrish challah l'kohen, to separate challah for the kohen, when a woman bakes, to take off a chunk of the food and give it as challah to the kohen. Hochi chushbnei, what is the shear of challah? In other words, what is the shear of tevua that you have to use in order to be required to give challah? The Chumash, the Gemara says, the shear is 43 1/5 eggs, which is asiris ha'efa, by the way. That's the number mentioned in Shlach. When it talks about the mon, it says, v'hamon asiris ha'efa hu. Something, you know, that it was asiris ha'efa. That was the shear of the mon. And a tenth of an efa comes out to the displacement of 43 1/5 eggs. Meaning, if you would take a big pot of water and fill it to the top, and then you would gently, and it would be completely filled to the rim, and you would gently drop in 43 1/5 eggs, the water that it would displace, that's the shear of challah that you have to use in order to be required to give challah. Period.
say about mon, what's the displacement?
Exactly.
The mon?
Exactly.
40 degrees of text was the size of a mon?
Oh, just a second. Let me figure out this. The Hanish Rabbeinu, when the Jews were in the Midbar, I want you to take a vessel and set aside in it an omer of mon, and this should be a memory for the Jews to come. They should always see this mon and remember that Hashem nourished
the
Jews in the desert.
Mon.
That vessel happened to be the size of 43 and a fifth eggs.
Now you're saying that this is the shear that the challah has to be in order to give the challah.
Exactly.
On.
This is the shear that the amount that you should be baking in order to be required to give challah. Okay? Now listen. The Zohar Kodesh says, and the Gemara says, what's the Mefarshim it bring, why is it, for, where do we see a remez to this shear of 43 and a fifth eggs? Because the word challah is bigamatria of 43.
Wow.
So we see a little remez there. Now look what the Zohar Kodesh says, challah, hochi chushbnei, mem gimel bayin, the word challah, the gematria of it is 43 eggs, the chaimish beya, and a fifth of an egg, chad mi chomesh, a fifth is one from five. Let's see what that means. Ve'is chaimish, there is another fifth, which is one from 50. Meaning, in other words, when we talk about a fifth, remember, in the Yizir HaKadosh, mispar koton is kamen, which means 5, 50, 500 are the same thing. So this one fifth, we're going to consider it one from 50. For a second, the ihu nun, that's the letter nun. 50 is the number nun. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Vedoa simon, you want to know a simon for the mitzvah of challah? It's the word mogain. Mem gimel nun. The mem gimel stands for the 43 eggs. The nun is a reminder of the fifth. You follow? Nun is 50, which is 5, which is a reminder that you're dealing with the 5 unit, a fifth. Okay? One from five. You understand? That's why it's giving you the number five. You understand? One from five. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Vedo Simon Mogain. And what is Mogain? The Ihu Michael Gavriel Nuriel. The word Mogain, when we say Mogain Avraham, is the letters stand for the three major malochim within the Merkava, which are Michael, Gavriel and Nurikael. Nurikael is the Shekhinah itself. Sometimes it's used to mean the Shekhinah itself. Now, one second. On this, Rabbi Zal once said a chiddush. Why? And you'll see in a second how this. Oh, let's continue for a second. The Zohar HaKadosh says Chalo Shechinto. The Chalo refers to the Shekhinah. Remember, we said Gam Va'af Gam Yachad Va'af Gam Zois. Remember. The Ba'asar, the Ilain, Malochin, because wherever these three Malochim are found, Tamon, the Ba'asar, the Ilain, Malochin, Tamon, Avohon, Tamon. Wherever these Malochim are, that's where the Ovois HaKdoshim are. U'Ba'asar, the Avohon, Tamon, and wherever the Ovois HaKdoshim are, Shechinto, Tamon. That's where the Shechina is to be found. U'Bo, and about that it says, Vayechal bo tzalino. When the Pasuk talks about Moshe Rabbeinu davening to Hashem, if you recall, the wording used is Vayechal Moshe espnei Hashem alikov. Vayechal is miloshin chalo. The Indian of chalo, which is begematria gam, which refers to the Shechina. Vayechal literally over there means he was mispalel. We just said that tefillah...
You never mentioned chalo is begematria gam.
What?
Yeah,
I said it in the beginning.
No. 43.
Challah
is
43. Challah is 43, which is
Bigimatria
Gam. Exactly.
Click, you never said
okay,
it.
Sorry.
Right.
One second now. So there, the Pasuk says, Vayechal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nispalel, right? Tfila is the Shechina, right? Tfila is Malchus, which is the Shechina.
Right.
And we note the word Vayechal Miloshin Chala. Okay? Ha-hu-dechsiv, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayechal Moshe es Penei Hashem Aleikov. And then the Pasuk says in another place, Hashem Alekim, Ato Hachiloiso Laharoises Avdecho. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Hashem, you wanted to show your servant Eretz Yisrael, blah, blah, blah. Note, it says Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and then it says Hachiloiso. Again, the Lashon of Chala. So we see that this concept of Chala is being associated and reassociated with the Shechina. Vayechal there, the literal translation, Bobby, is, and he davened. Vayechal Moshe, Espnei Hashem Alekov. davening is an inyan of the Shechina, right, Bobby?
Right.
Tefillah is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Malchus, which is Heichal and everything, right, Bobby?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Ba 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 ba. The rest is already off on a little tangent. The rest is already off on a little tangent. We'll leave it for now. Now, on this, now note, the Zohar Kodesh made a statement that Challah is Merumah's an inyan of Morgain. You know, Mem Gimel and a fifth, 43 and a fifth eggs, which is Morgain, which is the three Malachim, Michael, Gabriel, and Uriel. Wherever those three Malachim are, that's where the Ovei Sakdashim are. Wherever the Ovei Sakdashim are, that's where the Shechina is. Now, I heard, I'm saying, look how Rebbe Zal prepared us for the Zohar Kodesh holy thing. If you know Rebbe Zal's Chidushim, when it'll be the right time for us to learn this form, we'll have such a head start on everybody, and nobody will believe it. I just glanced on the side. No Meforshim in here bring the Chidush I'm about to tell you, but the Chidush I'm about to tell you is Rashi on this piece of Zohar.
Uh-huh.
What is that? Rebbe Zal once said that the three Malachim, Michael, Gabriel, Nuriel, are exactly Begematria, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov.
Wow.
How's that? And I'll give you the exact figures so you'll be able to write them down. Michael is 101. Gavriel is 246. Nurikel.
You just mentioned three.
Michael, Gavriel,
right.
And Nurikel. Is Begematria 297. The third one is 297. Add these three up, it gives you 644.
Right.
Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Avraham is 248. Yitzchak is 208. Yaakov is 102. Gives you 638. Now, this goes on many times in the Sifrei Kabbalah. To the names of the Ovei Sakdashim, you add the Kolel. In other words, it gives you 638. Add three as Kolelim. In other words, it's Avram plus the Kolel, Yitzchak plus the Kolel, Yaakov plus the Kolel. It's Begematria Michoel minus the Kolel, Gavriel minus the Kolel, Nurikel minus the Kolel. In other words, this is 638, this is 644. This one plus three, this one minus three, gives you an exact equal. And in the Sifrei Kabbalah, there are many times when you add the Kolel, there are times when you subtract the Kolel. You follow? But you know that this tells you pshat. Now we understand why these three Malachim, Michoel, Gavriel, and Nurikel, are wherever they are, that's where the Ovei Sakdashim are. In other words, they, as Malachim, correspond to these three Tzadikim, to the three Ovei Sakdashim. And wherever they are, that's where the Shechina is. Because what does the word Mogein mean? The protector. The protector of Avraham. Who is the protector of Avraham? The Shechina itself.
There's exactly three apart for each one. It's interesting that each one is exactly three apart.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to show you. This plus the Kolel, this minus the Kolel.
Like if they have to meet.
Exactly.
Like
you know that
three
these...
steps.
Exactly. Exactly. Now let's go into... I don't remember who Rebbe's, one of the Sifrei Kabbalah, but Rebbe's all said this in Eretz Yisrael about 3 years ago, and now when I saw this, in his house, at a Shabbos year once, and now I saw this, and it flipped me, because you see how with that Chiddush, Pshat and Zohar Kodesh is clear. Without that, hey, why?
Michael Gabriel, who really learns the Zohar Kodesh? I mean, it's fine and read it. I mean,
few among Rabbonim who have a strange desire and they go into it. From what I heard, one of the people who went into it recently who had never touched it before or anything was Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Zal was very, like, he seemed to be happy that he went into it because Rabbi Zal said he has a good mind. The philosophy part is a separate issue. He's got a problem with that. He's got a hang-up of philosophy. But as far as mind, he's a very sharp mind and he can gamble it up very quickly. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe learns it. Some of the very few among the Hasidic Gedolim learn it. In Eretz Yisrael, there are a few yeshivas of Famikul Bolin specifically, but nobody knows it. Nobody knows it. From what I see, from what you see for yourself now. Here's an item. This is it. Now say pshatnik. And unless you know the other Sifrei Kabbalah well, then suddenly it registers. Bang! Now I know pshatnik. Oh gosh. Now let's go for a minute more. I just don't want to lose the train of thought why we brought this in. Rabbi Nezal says now, Vayidei tefillah ketikunoi misnoit zeitz oer zechus avos. Through tefillah properly, you cause the light of the zechus avos to come shining forth. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Challah Zuchus Avos. Chala refers to the Zuchus Avos. Why? Because Chala is Mem Gimel and a fifth, which is Mogen, which is Michoel Gabriel Norikel, which is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. If you follow how it's Zuchus Avos, now you know why I wanted to use this. And this is accomplished through a person davening properly. How does what arouses the zechus avos? Bedavka tefila, as the Zayar Hakadosh brought the pasuk, Vayechal Moshe es pnei Hashem leikov. What caused the chala to come up? Vayechal is tefila. He was mispalel. Through tefila, you arouse the power of chala, which is the power of the gimel avos.
So chala refers, how does it refer to tefillah again? Because
Vayechal Moshe es pnei Hashem leikov. It's a beferish pasuk in Chumash. You follow?
Okay.
That's what he's bringing here. Through Ayidei Vayechal Moshe es pnei Hashem leikov, Ayidei bechinas tefillah, that's what arouses the koyach of the zechus avos. Just a drop more. Uba'asar the avos tamon, and as the Zohar Kodesh just said, wherever the avos are present, shchinto tamon. That's where the Shechina is to be found. Shehi Bechinas Chala. The Shechina is the Bechina of Chala. Now you know how, because it's Gam. Shevesachim Gam Yachad. Shehi Gam Zois. The Shechina is always referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as Gam Zois. Which pasuk? Ve'af Gam Zois. Be'yosem Beretzoy Vehem. Lo'y ma'astem v'lo'y galtem. Ve'af Gam Zois. L'chaloysam l'chorbisi yitam.
So that's the thing.
No, their chalaisam is with a chav, meaning to destroy. Hashem says, even when the Jews go into Golus, I'll be with them and I'll prevent them from ever being destroyed. Okay? And this is where we'll hold off right now. He's still going to continue with a little piece, but at least I showed you now why we needed this. Shehi gam zois. We're up to that period. Ki gam bechinas chala, shehu shir mem gimel bayim. Ba ba ba, Rabbi Nizal is going to go into a whole thing now, showing how chala is bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Because where does the mitzvah of chala apply? Only in Eretz Yisrael. That's why he started off the Torah by saying, ki lirois b'mapolosin shorishim, yesha alayde bechinas Eretz Yisrael, blah, 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 blah. And the only way to be mamshech Eretz Yisrael now is through zechus avos. Ba ba ba. You'll see how he's going to connect the whole thing now. I'm sorry for the rush. It's a question that it's late, but you got the connection clearly now from here. Now we'll be able to finish off the Torah. There's still much more. We're not anywhere near finished with this.
That may be one of the reasons why he was the trip from Eretz Yisrael. He used Chus Avos that time.
Who?
On the trip.
That I don't know. I'm not jumping to some shadow.